From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting good news for reformers in Iran's election. Reformists and moderates appear to have taken all 30 parliamentary seats in and around Tehran, that according to unofficial election results announced Sunday, marking a resounding vote of confidence in President Hassan Rouhani. Alam Payen, regional analyst at Ohio State University, says the results could help Iran abide by provisions of last year's international nuclear agreement.
I'm certain that the agreement that which Iran has accepted almost most of the conditions, so probably Iran will be more open to accept those conditions. And if the reformers are winning because of reviving the relationship with the West, we may take it as a trend, unless something drastic happens inside Iran or some from outside, maybe. It seems right now to me that these are positive steps which have been taken.
Mr. Rouhani and former President Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani are also leading the race for membership in the Assembly of Experts. That influential body monitors the work of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. While losing seats in the capital, more conservative members appear to be holding their ground in other major cities and rural areas of Iran. Final results from Friday's vote are expected later Monday. An unidentified aircraft attacked a convoy carrying suspected Islamic State fighters near the Libyan town of Bani Walid Sunday. There was no confirmation about who carried out the attack and whether there was damage or casualties. U.S. officials say U.S. aircraft were not involved, although both U.S. and Eastern Libyan administration fighters are known to have carried out such attacks in the past. Western officials have expressed growing concern about the presence of IS fighters in Libya. This is VOA News.